and we kept refreshing like dummies. I feel stupid almost, like they played me.
Right? They played us. They probably knew they weren't even going to ever go live, stinking asses. And they still haven't explained.
Mo.
What's up?
Nothing. Just trying to stay warm and I don't know.
Same, like what the hell's going on with that? Shoot. Like keep
I
it
don't know. It's
consistent.
snowing. It was snowing this morning, so I
It
don't
was
even
so
know.
windy.
My heart is cold. Netflix done did us dirty. We talk about that? Can we talk about the mess that was Sunday?
What a shit
Sunday
show.
night? Complete and
I was
total.
really like, you know. I don't have a lot of things to look forward to in life, okay? I don't have a lot of things that I get excited about. I was so excited. I went to the store, got some champagne, sparkling wine. Luckily, I was too out of it to even open it. We said we were gonna FaceTime and watch Love is Blind.
Plan. We were gonna have
Yeah.
a watch party. You, me, and a son.
Like good
It's
old
very hard to get
days.
together. Yeah, it's hard to get
Yes.
together to make time. And we made time and we said, okay, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock for you. We are gonna meet on FaceTime. We had snacks. It was a whole event. I ditched my family for this. I was like, okay, kids, here's dinner. See you later. I got something to do. And we sat there and just got that spinning wheel at 25% and an error message. And we kept refreshing like dummies. I feel stupid almost, like they played me.
Right? They played us. They probably knew they weren't even gonna ever go live, stinking asses. And they still haven't explained. Like we need
What
to, I
happened?
demand an explanation.
I
I
demand.
demand. I feel like they knew it was gonna be so boring. They were like, let's just get the views of people waiting to
It
watch. So that was
was
so boring.
so boring. And I
Jeez.
don't know if it's the people that were boring.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
Like, there
generally, like I
wasn't
like them,
real
but
drama.
when that's good, drop, you know.
I guess, but that doesn't make for good TV. That's good for them, you know?
Yeah, good for them, but yeah, I don't want to watch it on TV. Like Tiffany and Brett are adorable. They're boring.
Adorable. Yeah, very. Boring
Bliss,
Brett.
Bliss is boring, you know, like
Yeah.
very boring. Irina put makeup on, so she was kind of could bear with her a
You
little
can't
bit.
put makeup on an ugly heart,
Right?
okay?
She was a mess and she just kept talking in circles. Like it didn't make they need that shit need to be edited. They should never do that again.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Because she, you know what? You had time to know they were going to come for you. You knew what you did was wrong. And she was like, my mental health. You know what? Can we stop
It's
using
been
that
a
as a cop
year.
out?
Yeah. It's been a
You should
goddamn
have had,
year.
you should have had a response. Or
Right?
just been like, I'm a bitch. I'm
Why Mike
sorry.
is still crying and stuff.
I don't know. And I didn't believe them tears because, you know, I'm a little skeptical about them kind of tears anyways. But
Yeah,
what is this
after
right here?
a
What do I
year?
got going on?
Oh,
Got my kitchen
adorable.
out.
That's cute.
Yeah, no, I don't know why she was still crying. She was looking at him like they just slept together yesterday or
Yeah,
something.
that's what I was wondering. I'm like,
Yeah, Micah and Paul.
did they
And
see
he
each
was
other?
acting different. He was acting like, I can't be bothered with this. I don't care. Like he was acting like
Like
he
maybe
had
the
no
cootie was
feelings.
stank. Like they had some the night before. He was like, I knew this is why I don't want your ass. And he
I
gets
don't know.
you can tell like because I do the same thing so I recognize it because he starts talking like
Who
oh.
did? Paul?
Oh like he talks in his throat he had that throat
In
voice
his throat.
and it's throaty out out
I don't know. And then I think Chelsea and Kwame just seemed fake. Fake as fuck. Like there was something fake. Like she told him, you are gonna apologize to my family formally on TV. Like it seemed so canned and so fake. First, I would like to apologize to, but I don't know. He seems like a game show host because he would smile and be like,
Kwame's a
right?
sales guy.
Right?
Are you talking about Kwame?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. He seemed
he's a
like,
sales guy. Yeah, that was so fake. You know, like they teach you like in public speaking class, you know, you gotta make 3 points, you gotta make a bulleted list of points, you gotta spell them out. Like he
yeah.
was totally being a sales guy. He's a head
It
of
was
business
weird.
development. Yeah. Totally
They seemed
sales.
like they had a facade on. And they may be happy, and I hope they are, but like they just didn't seem
Chelsea seems happy
authentic
with the
or.
facade. Like she doesn't care as long as he's there. Like she doesn't care if it's fake.
And I still didn't understand the whole Kwame Alex thing. if you go by Alex, then why are you on TV saying my name is Kwame?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's been going by Alex. But didn't they say not, like, doesn't that defeat the, why would you do that?
I don't know, nor do I care.
I guess. And then we were going back and forth this morning because I'm mad people are coming for Vanessa and I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, why are you so mad? Why do you care?
Well, because when people don't have something to be invested in or angry about, they manufacture stuff to keep the excitement of social media going and churning and people commenting and saying stuff. And I feel like this was so effing boring and they were mm-hmm. so livid because they wasted almost 24 hours because the stuff didn't really load for people till the next day, if not.
Yeah.
And so they were mad. And I don't know what the delay was because Nick didn't talk the whole time. And Vanessa was like nervously awkward, annoying energy. Like she was all over the place.
Jumping over him and stuff, talking about baby.
Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know, but it's at like, people are saying like, she needs to be kicked off the show. They were making racial comments. Like she was stepping on the toes of like this beloved black couple. She said, they were saying that she attacked Paul. And I don't think so. Holding somebody accountable. You're the host. That's not an attack.
Yeah.
Explain what you mean. She not a mom. Like, what are you trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And then that she attacked Marshall. I didn't see that at all.
They did cut Marshall off abruptly. That was Nick did that though, so I didn't get.
Because he was kind of boring too. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Everybody was trying to say something without actually saying something. Like, just get to the point. What are you saying?
Yeah.
What did you call her? What is going on? You know what I mean? Like, don't tiptoe around stuff. You're gonna be on TV live, quote unquote.
I thought they were gonna talk about the pills he supposedly found. You know that's.
Oh, see, I don't know about that.
Oh yeah,
they kept alluding to social media, like everybody just follows social media and knows all about everything.
Yeah, like go on the and Zach, ooh, he gets on my nerves. He's something.
His
off.
Beard was looking nice though.
He was cute. He like groomed I think he's it. Cute. Yeah, he looks cute with his little thick beard and stuff.
Yeah,
he's just annoying.
It was a very nice groomed beard. Yes, yeah. But they're cute. I'm happy for them. I think they're cute together.
Nerds. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, but
and she was like, oh, I want this to be. Vanessa was like, I want this to be the first. Babies, love is blind, babies.
I don't know how I feel. People are getting outraged by that, and I don't see anything wrong with it. Yes, people can't have babies, but so you can't be excited for people to have babies. Like
she did a little extra. Like she kept going and on going,
but
and
she says that every time, and I think it's 4 seasons. I'm surprised there isn't a baby.
Yeah, what's going on with Cameron and Lauren? I thought they would have been bust out a baby by now.
I mean, maybe they have issues, or maybe they're living their life, making money, dinking. Yeah. You know?
Yep. Dink until it's time to be sinking into them kids.
But I do. I mean, I kind of agree with her. I think she went a little too crazy this episode. Like, okay, you made 2 or 3 comments about some babies. Leave everybody alone. They just got married a year ago. Just met a year ago.
It was probably pride too. Like she made this, you know, like this is her show. Yeah.
Well, they called them mom and dad, which is really awkward. Cause like, they're not that much older than the contestants or the
they was looking all though I was like did they tweak out
yeah
what's going on like these
well
are
he has legal problems
who
right you said Nick Lachey wasn't he like in trouble for assault or something like what? I think they have personal
that.
Drama
they say that I didn't know that
they have person yeah oh what? Somebody sent a link about something but he's got some legal issues that they're dealing with anger management stuff like that so maybe there's that because she was looking haggard
she was looking raw
rough
and even her hair
she looked
and
beautiful
that
the day before in
yeah,
that time
the,
that she
in
zoomed
the interview yeah
yes so something was off
I was like did they get into a fight like her hair was nappy
maybe that's the delay maybe they fought maybe somebody fought I need the tea
right
what happened
they signed that NDA we ain't never gonna know
but that's interesting though because I'm sure they all sign NDAs but why is everybody's business out before the reunion and everything aired
like in social media texts.
yeah messy
because I thought you're not supposed to do that was the whole thing and they're like oh social media I'm like huh I'm so confused
yeah
they had to
I don't know but that was a fail
yeah it was a big fail it was boring
epic wasted my time
the only thing good about it is I got to talk to y'all well
yes.
when I was awake in between you know. Yeah, forget that.
But I bet a lot of people were planning on watching it together or doing, you know,
people
going
had
live,
it was so cute. Like stuff. Some people, when it finally came on, they just started streaming it on TikTok. I know that's like
good,
you know, violating trademark or copyright or whatever. But they did it. And I was like,
violated
I ain't mad
my
at it.
Trust.
Right, you violated my trust and my time. That's what shoot and
reclaiming my time.
Reclaiming my time. I gotta get that shirt.
That's right.
But people went all out, and I love that. It's like in my mind, I want to be that person, but I'm not. Like they had sleepy Tiffany sangria, and like they had little snacks.
I love that.
Yeah,
I
it was like
that.
Super cute, and they had watch parties and blankets and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they were in the pods. It was so cute. I'm like, I want that.
I feel like if I had girlfriends nearby, like if you and Anderson were nearby and you could come over, I would have done something like we would have had some kind of a theme, kind of food, and you know, maybe decorate the room and get cozy, like something. We would have done something, but it's so hard when you're spread out, which makes it even more of a letdown, because we found a way to get together and watch this and then still couldn't. We couldn't even enjoy our snacks together because we weren't in person. So
right, and the fact that they don't even explain what happened is making me mad. It's just like, oh, what happened?
They need to, though,
because mistakes do happen, and I would be more, I'm more forgiving with honesty than I am with people trying to beat around the bush. Like, I don't got time for that.
Someone needs to be fired. That's where I'm at. I'm irate.
Like, how are you gonna all this technology and you can't do something that's basic that TV can do? Go live.
That we can do. Just get on Instagram live. Do something. Right?
Like, literally, they've been going live since the 50s or something. I don't know, 60s, and y'all couldn't do it? Like,
since the beginning of TV times.
Ain't that some shit? I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn. You want to know who I have beef with? I have beef with Netflix. Why is it that a week after the Love is Blind reunion, we still don't have an explanation? What happened? Why was Love is Blind, the reunion, not live? They have some explaining to do. This is unacceptable. Yes, glitches happen, but take accountability. Don't just let it happen and just push it under the rug. That's unacceptable. We are paying too much money to have this go down like that without an explanation. Netflix, you've got some explaining to do.
But Netflix is doing something right at some of these shows they're putting out.
Yes.
I mean, this show we like, I see a lot of buzz about Beef.
Yes. Boof. That was so good.
Boof. Le Boof.
Oh man, I loved it. It was so good. And I don't like stuff. So I was so glad I was giddy.
I wasn't gonna watch it because I kept seeing it and I was like, okay, what? I don't even beef? Like, what? I'm not gonna watch a show called Beef. And then you said, oh, watch it, it's good. You said something about it, and I was like, oh, okay, Mo said I gotta watch it. I kept falling asleep on it just because I'm old, but it's worth it. And then I have to rewind and catch up. And
yep, rewinding. And I had to figure out why he had the hibachi. Then that found that was kind of dark. Yeah, I was like, that's Mo.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is dark. Dark, but relatable. Mm-hmm. But that first episode, I was like, why is he trying to return this stuff again? And the cashier was like, again, we can't just keep. And I was like, damn, that just shows like the, again, mental health and the, just the things people going through. You don't know. Yep. Road rage, man.
You don't know. And like, we can't let it slide. We let the ego get in front of us and we got to go on. Like, just something's going to happen. Like for me, if something happens, I'll be like, that person was an asshole. I'm done. Like, I'm not going to
follow. I don't need to engage any further.
I don't need to get shot. I need to prove myself. I don't need to take my issues out on them because they're just displacing their own issues onto each other. We find out that they both have a whole bunch of issues.
The same issues. Mm-hmm. They're two very different people. Yeah. One single, family is absent, all this kind of stuff. Poorer working. I don't know what his situation is, but
he's really just bad with money. Yeah, more so bad.
And then on the other end, though, you've got somebody wealthy, a husband, child, family, all the stuff. And they
stuff you're supposed to have. Supposed to want.
And it's beautiful and a sad way to see that it doesn't matter. Because people's issues, like, it doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. Like, people are still struggling with the same shit. Like, we are all just trying to, like, figure it out. And just the way that they came together. I mean, I can't wait for a season two. I think that.
Right. I'm like, is this a part of a folk? I don't know. Because it was different culture. So I can't even say it was a cultural thing. Because the way it was very farcical, like, out there with this.
Like what? Scenarios, I'm curious.
Just what everything. Like, when they were in.
Different culture. What part of it?
The in the middle, they'll show the different arts and stuff. And then you were explaining like
the title or whatever
they
show
her as a youth and different things like that. And so I'm curious, is this like tapping into some kind of folk folk storytelling tradition of like farce and lessons. I don't know. I was just wondering about that. Because kind of like at the end, I was like, oh, come on. This is outrageous. Like, this is, come on. This is outrageous.
I thought it was going the way of Stranger Things. I'm like, we got monsters now? Like, what do we... And then we're in the... in just in our heads. Like, are we... there's this movie. I don't know if you've seen The Good Dinosaur. It's a kid's movie from like 5 years ago or something. I don't know. But they eat this like fermented like rotten fruit or whatever because it was easier to get to. It was on the floor instead of getting from the tree or whatever. And then they get high and they're drunk and they're just kind of like, oh. And then that's what I thought of. I was like, oh, they're out here in the wilderness just... like, is this real? What is what I'm watching real, or is it somebody's fantasy, or is it like, I hate when TV shows do that to me. Like, I don't know what is linear and like what's part of it or what's like just extra.
And then they go back and forth in time. Yeah. What's extra? Yeah. What's real?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find
out. It's artistic and it makes for, you know, a better picture that it paints or whatever, but it's, it can be confusing while you're watching it. Like, okay, what time is this? Is this before this happened? Is this after? Is it? But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I really did. And I don't know why, but I like the representation for one. And I don't know if it's just my biases and I was just like, well, I don't, maybe I won't like it. Like, I don't know why I was thinking that. I just won't like
racist.
It. Well, I just didn't know what, it's called beef. I don't know what, and it didn't seem funny. I thought it was going to be cheesy funny. Mm. And I don't really like cheesy fun. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
It was
on.
Immediately good to me. So I guess that's why it didn't. Like, a lot of stuff has a slow buildup, and I'm like, and I've done that to y'all before. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I just did it recently with Harlem. I was like, oh, this sucks. And then I watched it again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. You know, I just had a slow buildup. But this one I thought had an immediate, like, as soon as they go on the chase, it's like, I was invested. And beef, I already know beef is like conflict.
Yeah, so. I didn't think of it that way for some reason until I finished the first episode.
Oh, wow.
'Cause at first I was like, what? Because I love Ali Wong. And then the guy who plays Danny, he was in The Walking Dead. He played Glenn in The Walking Dead, and he was one of my favorite characters. And so I was like, okay, cute. Well, I like these. And his attitude in the show makes him cute, too. Like, he is such a good actor. Both of them are phenomenal. But he's I don't know if he's received any awards or accolades. Like, I feel like someone needs to look at this dude because he's doing real stuff. Like, he had me crying watching this.
Yeah, he is really good.
It was good. But I always feel weird, just back to the racial part of it, as I always feel weird when there's like an all something cast. I feel like there's a message that's trying to be pushed out. And I don't know if that's just the wrong way to think of it, but I feel like every time.
You think that when you watch an all white cast?
That's my point. That's exactly my point, though.
What? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know. You had a head jerk and stuff. I was like, damn. No, but that's my point. Is like, I mean, TV is all white. So when we have like Wakanda Forever, or if we have, you know, like Black Panther, or I mean, I don't know, you have the genre black movies, you know, growing up watching Waiting to Exhale or, you know, The Wood or whatever. It seemed like an other, like it wasn't like it's for a specific audience. Mm-hmm. And I think that I got to get my head out of that way of thinking that those shows are for specific audiences.
Mm-hmm.
I would be in the audience, obviously, but I enjoy seeing on Facebook that everybody is well, I mean, I don't know about everybody, but I'm seeing a diverse, whatever, spread of people commenting on it. Actually, no, I haven't seen any white people excited about it. Never mind.
I have, but like they're in relationship.
I'm trying to get Sean to watch it.
So I'm like, and he's in a relationship with Asians. So
but that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's got to be a connection for people to want to watch it sometimes. So I don't know. But I told Sean, I was like, it was actually really, really like, you need to watch it.
I loved it. I mean, I didn't really like, I watched some stuff in the past, like off the boat.
Oh, you had an eye roll. What was that about?
No, just searching. off the boat and fresh off the boat and stuff.
Fresh off the boat, yeah.
And I I've watched some stuff. I like Ali Wong stand up, and I know she's funny. I have a secret crush. I'm not a secret crush. Okay. But I have a crush on her. I got a crush on Ali Wong.
She's cute.
So she's cute. Hilarious. She's down. She got the joke. Who else? I got a crush on the other girl. She's on one of those shows. Dang, what's her name? She's on. She has a funny name. She's from Queens.
Awkwafina?
Yeah.
I love her voice. It's very unique. You always know. She does a lot of like cartoon work too, like voices and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Ali Wong just like, she said, put some jokes in there. You could tell she's down, like she's cool. Like we were saying, I want to be her friend.
I want to be her friend. Yes. Yeah,
she's so cool. Like, I love that. So I really get, because you know me, I'm always like, why do people like these celebrities? I'm like, I don't know her. But it's rare that I feel that way because I identify. So I was like, yes. And she's just, I feel very talented. I thought, I love Beef. I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. It had some.
Did they write it? Who wrote it?
I don't even know. Let's see.
I wonder if they, because I know that she has done a lot of like directing and all that kind of stuff. Like, I wonder if they came up with the idea, because it's
Ji Sung Jin. It's a Korean writer.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you know what? They address that in the show too. Like, oh, Japanese, Korean, Chinese. Mm-hmm. Like, they talk about, because I don't think people.
Diaspora.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that people think about that. Like, the Asian is not just Asian. There's like different
cultures, different people.
So
group of people out here is like different pieces of Asia, but still, like, I don't know how we not know it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's sad. In 2023,
you know how people do,
like, Africa is a country to them.
Except Egypt is not in Africa. I saw something where it was like Egypt is not in Africa.
Middle East, yeah, or something. Yeah,
come on.
But I love it, and I feel like we've been stuck with watching these white stories, and they can be relatable and stuff, but it's like, we're all human beings. We all have a story to tell. It's good to see different people telling their story, and it helps you to see, like, look, we are all the same. We're all full of shit.
Yep. We're all struggling.
We're all struggling. Yep.
We all need love. We all have hate in our bodies somewhere that we don't know what to do with. Like, we all have, like, we have all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's, I mean, because you could have a white story that tells the same thing. I don't think that it would have the same impact, though, for me.
We do. I mean, there's so many different stories like that. Like, what's the one with Kelly from...
Saved by the Bell? I don't know.
Kelly? Al Bundy.
I don't know any other. Oh, Dead to Me.
Dead to Me, yeah. That's kind of
I
a beefy
kind of one. I stopped
watching
that. I got bored.
Yeah, I stopped too, but because of, like, it was a long delay, probably because of COVID. Yeah. But...
But I guess... We do have all of, but there's a lot of richness that was in Beef that you wouldn't mm-hmm. have if it was an all white cast, because there wouldn't be cultural explanations about things. There wouldn't be, you know, I don't know.
Or like the white woman, the way she was just using the minorities and stuff, like
to get their stuff. Like, she was just buying all their stuff.
Yeah.
Took her husband's wife. Like, I was just like, what?
Didn't want it, Allie. Like,
yeah. I was like,
but it kind of reminded me of
acquiring. Yeah.
Like colonialism, and it's like mm-hmm. reminding me of White Lotus. It's like all they see is people as peons, and let me use my wealth to acquire what I want, because people aren't people, they're things to be acquired.
Dang, when does White Lotus come back? That's good.
Too long. I can't wait.
I know. I can't wait. This is a problem. See, this is also Netflix's problem. Okay,
oh,
Netflix
shit.
And all these streaming services is that it's conditioning us to be like, we can binge. Let's watch mm-hmm. the whole thing. People were irate that Love is Blind came out in chunks instead of just give me the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's
and it came out in chunks, waiting. Not one episode. Like, it came out in chunks.
Yeah. I hate waiting. Like, it's almost like do I just wait till it's all available so I can just sit in one sitting and just watch it?
But then it gets spoiled. Or if I wait, I forget. Married at First Sight, I haven't watched it in weeks. I completely forgot about it until somebody brought it up. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about that.
And then you really do need that recap. Mm-hmm. When it has skip recap, it's like, I don't want to skip the recap. Yeah. But then it's like, shoot, I don't remember. I don't know what's going on. Who are these people?
I love a
and
good
that's
binge.
Why it's weird, because I used to be able to wait for like Game of Thrones. Ooh, mm-hmm. the anticipation, like waiting every Sunday. Ooh, here it comes, you know, whatever. But like, I can't do that anymore. I don't want to do that. I cannot wait a week. I am impatient.
Same. I used to be that way too. And then I just kind of fell off on Game of Thrones.
I loved it.
I can't wait for anything.
House of Dragons. I don't know. But now we got to wait for season 2 of Beef.
Beef. But in the meantime, we'll find other stuff to do. I'm going to watch Ultimatum, Queer Island, or whatever they're calling it.
Oh, I saw that.
See, that's another thing. Like, that's kind of like what helps me understand what you're talking about. Like, I feel some kind of way that it's got to be Queer Island. Why can't we just have everybody mixed up together?
Like real life.
Yeah, like real life. You got Queer Island, like, I don't know. Like, let that be the introduction.
Yeah. But I wonder if white people feel that way, because I don't know that I can. I mean, I would probably watch it because I enjoy stuff like, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. But if I can't see myself in the characters, you know what I mean? I know that we have to do that all the time because mainstream is white, is hetero.
Whatever. I always see myself and stuff. I'm like, how was I identified with people on Saved by the Bell?
Right. Well, I mean, Lisa and stuff.
I didn't even identify with her.
Neither did I. I was Kelly, baby. Okay. Zach was my boo.
I was Screech.
You were Screech. Oh, I love it. Oh, man. I could identify with that Jesse Spano. I forgot he died.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Diamond.
R.I.P.
Damn.
I'm so excited. Jesse,
exactly. Man. I'm so scared.
Jesse was nuts. I could not identify with her at all.
I could. I was wound up too tight. Stressed out. Pressure.
And but, Zach was just funny. I always thought Zach was funny and cute.
I didn't know until I was an adult that he was
Asian,
mixed race.
Yeah,
that he. I didn't know that.
Because he had to hide
passing.
It.
He out there passed.
See, you thought she was. That was a pretty mixed show. It had Lisa, Kelly. Lisa was
AC
something.
Slater.
Yeah, that was mixed. Uh-huh. Only white person was Screech, and he did. So.
And what's Jesse Spano? Wasn't she something?
Isn't she Italian? I don't know. Something. She was dark skinned. A Middle
and
Eastern.
Then, and then whatever, Kelly.
Kelly Kapowski, or that's a different show.
Kelly Kapowski. Kapowski. Yeah.
Boy Meets World is supposedly from here. I'm like, oh, dang, I got to rewatch that.
It's
you
from
said
Philly?
they Republican, right? Are they like real Trump supporters or something? Savage.
Who?
Ben Savage, Fred Savage.
Oh, no, I don't know about them. I was talking about the Camerons.
Oh, okay, got you.
I don't know if they're Trump supporters, but they're super conservative, super, mm-hmm. super into their church, like very Christian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
So but I don't know about Boy Meets World. I don't know. I saw a picture, though. Scrolling through, I don't know, Facebook or something, but it was a picture of all of them with Mr. Feeny.
Oh,
and Mr. Feeny's like 90 or something, and they all are adults. Like Will Friedle, mm-hmm. I guess, was the older brother on Boy Meets World. Ben Savage, the brother, wasn't there. Topanga, the girl who played that, and then Ryder Strong, the friend.
Bill Daniels.
But they were all together taking a picture, and I was like, damn, like,
ooh, he, oh.
How much time has passed? Ooh, are you Googling? I'm scared.
Ooh, his wife is that other actress, though. Okay, I didn't know that.
Who, Ben Savage?
No, Mr. Feeny. His or is that his wife? Yeah, it looks
but
like his
old.
Wife is
yeah.
that other actress. She
Isn't
cute.
That a
She's
trip?
Always been cute.
Just how much time has passed? I don't know that I fully comprehend how much time has
Same.
Passed.
That was like 30 years ago
how
or
much,
something.
Yes, 30 whole years ago. Mm-hmm. That's a whole grown-ass adult out there.
Yeah. It's like face falling off.
Have you seen Morgan Freeman lately?
No, I'm scared to look. Let me see.
It's almost scary. Like,
I don't believe it. Let me see.
Hold him. Like, I just feel like he's.
Oh, he looked the same to me. Let me see. Wait, let me look at his IG.
I saw a video of like a younger actress that saw him at like an award
show.
Oh,
yeah, his hair. Oh, shit.
She freaked out.
He bought it? What the fuck?
But she freaked out because she was in his presence. I mean, he's obviously a legend. And like, if you're a young up and coming actress and you see him just walk past you, she was just like, and she shook his hand.
But he got
and she was
a
like,
swag about it.
Thank you. Mm. Yes. Yes.
He
but just like,
swag. Got the earrings in.
She was like, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Like, you've inspired me. And she was saying all these beautiful things. And he was like saying, thank you back. Like, he was just being very gracious. They were both being really sweet. But I saw him in motion. Not just a picture, but he was and I was like, ooh,
he had a little swag on the awards.
He stays swaggy.
Mm-hmm. I would hit.
Stop! You would need devices and drugs and stuff to get that going.
Well, hey, whatever. And I thought he had swag. He's sitting there sliding through. He was walking fast too.
Ooh.
Like, I feel like I want to meet celebrities and things, not because like I want to idolize them. I just think they seem fun. Like, they just seem like fun people to talk to, shoot the shit with, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if they are, though, or if they're just like,
it's boring. I know. That's the part. Boring. I'd be mad when you meet them and they're like boring. Like, you know,
I've been up since like 2 o'clock this morning. So I was looking at all kinds of stuff and I found something.
I was wondering why you were
replying
to stuff.
Yeah. I'm a mess. So it was like a whole bunch of times where like celebrities were like tone deaf and they said stuff that was like stupid. And
do you know that's
like
politically
Aniston.
Tone deaf.
Okay. I get it. but
Jennifer Aniston?
I don't even know the words of how else to say that. Because I'm thinking of, I mean, I see how it's politically incorrect, but how else do you say it?
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't know. As but Jennifer Aniston was saying something. She was saying something about how, like, people don't understand, you know, TikTok and all these social media things. People are becoming famous and they're taking away from the art that is acting. And they're, it's kind of like taking the value away from people.
What value? Actually, like, that?
I don't know. But I mean, I can see what she's saying. There's actors and then there's just people out here doing stuff. There's a difference.
Actor is the dumbest job. I don't care if you went to Yale. It's the dumbest job anybody can do. And it's just a crap
shoot. That's a reel. Your whole face and your whole expression right there was,
you know,
like,
I'm bitter. You know, I used
to like very that. Oprah, very Oprah-like. Like,
it's the dumbest job. Anybody can do it. Any dog off the street can act. And they got that guy from The Woodlands, brunch waiter, and now he the damn winning awards and shit, famous and everything on damn that movie, Euphoria. That show,
know.
Euphoria.
Oh, I don't even watch,
you know,
Euphoria.
Like Cameron Diaz was shopping in the store. You see so many different stories of people who were scouted, minding their own business. Yeah. But we're supposed to think you can go to Yale?
No, did she go to Yale? The thing that called her out though was that, like, her parents were both actors and it was the nepo. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I was like. So it's
like
not
Drew
even
Barrymore,
like,
and him. Yep.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of that, and it's everybody's like, well, you have to have talent when you get through, and like you said, anybody can act. Mm-hmm. There's some people who can't, but I mean, you can't.
Any
like,
dog
most people
off the
can.
Street can act. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it.
But then you see stuff like
Iced Tea, like, man. Let me stop.
No, you see stuff like Beef. You see stuff like Beef, and I'm like, I don't know that I could have pulled that off. Like, I mean, there were some scenes. He came up in the church, and then he was just feeling like, and it. I believed it because I felt that before, mm-hmm. and I could feel what he was feeling when he got into the church after being gone for so long and feeling like home or whatever mm-hmm. he was feeling. And I was like, damn.
He can sing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's... Mm-hmm.
Lordy be.
It's so good. I'm going to rewatch it. I'm going to make my husband
right,
watch
I gotta
it.
I got to rewatch it. Good. And like pay attention because I had to keep rewinding because I was missing pieces. And you know how I do.
Girl, I fell asleep and woke up to her getting
pounded.
I can't even tell. I'm going to say spit on it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That was her thing.
Young blood.
Yeah,
it was the brother, whatever. And I was like, well, I missed that because I hadn't even seen that they were in a relationship yet.
Yeah,
that's
like
how much
Instagram,
I had fallen asleep.
Catfish,
Netflix
yeah.
needs to stop that. Netflix, like, for real, like, I don't know the interval of time where you're like, are you still watching? Like, you need
yeah,
to
like
get
they
on
pick
that
and
because...
choose. They pick and choose. I feel like the companies must pay to say, yeah, just let them watch through. We'll pay for the licensing.
Because it was like two episodes that I had been asleep.
Yeah. I'd be waking up to a whole different series or like a preview for another series because I slept through the whole thing. I'm like, you usually
and then
stop
other
and
times
ask
when
I'm sitting down, can't
watch.
Find a remote. Then you want to ask when I'm fully awake.
And then I can't clear out and keep watching the show. I hate that. Why is this? These are like relatable experiences. I feel like everybody's probably like, yep. And you done lost the remote.
Right? Make me sick. These don't damn little Apple TV remotes too. They ought to be ashamed.
You got to Velcro it to the back of the TV remote. That's what we started doing.
I just use a remote on the phone, a remote app.
Yeah, that too. That is helpful until that starts acting up.
Yep, until they can't connect.
Yep.
God damn.
Our lives. It's supposed to be so convenient to have these things until they don't do what they're supposed to do. And then you're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
like,
what is we going to do?
I can't go up to a TV and change. We have a TV now that doesn't even have buttons on the side for me to change the channel if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's
or change the or do the volume.
I refuse to buy a new TV until it dies. I've had my TV since 2014.
But I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Like, if you don't have the remote, you literally cannot operate the television.
Yeah. Price we pay for technology.
For what?
So they can control us. The buttons can't be pressed.
So they can be an hour to 24 hours late with a live stream reunion show.
Right? They had us all geeked out, excited.
That was boring anyways.
It was so boring. I had to watch it twice, so I feel bad that I had to watch it twice. I gave them extra views because it was so boring.
It was so boring. And part of me was feeling like, did they edit stuff out when they took it down and had to put it back up?
No, because I watched
it last
night. It was
and I don't
same.
Know what they complain about. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I must have missed something.
I think they were just bitter. Like I said earlier when we were talking, I said, I think they were bitter that they had to lose an hour and or almost 2 hours over this, and then they needed somebody to blame. And she was just so annoying.
It was dry. Yeah.
That it was easy to pick on her.
It was dry.
It was super dry. They kept, and I don't know why Tiffany was acting brand new, like she didn't recognize the jokes about her sleeping. She was
sleepy.
Like,
I thought that was funny.
I'm like, was she drunk? Like she was just like, huh? Like, you can obviously see this is a recording. Like, this is not a real footage, or unless it was delayed on her side. Like, I don't know. I thought that was weird.
Mm-mm. Bliss and Zach are weird. When she was standing all up on him, I don't understand that. Standing on him like that, like in their home video. I was like, what is she doing? It's like, maybe she's as weird as he is. It's just not coming across.
It's
like,
not coming across. Yeah. I think they're both weird. They're goals. Just two little dorky ass people having fun. Bliss and Zach.
Yep.
Too.
Love that.
That's what's, love to see it. Anyways. All right, boo.
Okay. I'm going to go watch Beef again.
Well, I'm not supporting Netflix anytime today. All right. Love you.
I love you too. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. You don't have to defend or explain your decisions to anyone. It's your life. Live it without apologies.